This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll know more as the week wears on about how far the government's budget deficit has dropped. No, nothing close to a surplus, but there are positive signs. Let's go to Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So a big event on the financial calendar is actually tomorrow afternoon. We are going to hear the government's projection for the deficit.
That's right. The deficit continues to shrink. It's down by about 50% from a few years ago. Better economic growth is raising tax revenues. We had tax increases at the beginning of this year. And then spending growth has slowed with all of the cuts that have taken place.
A lot of focus in the U.S. Congress now, of course, about Syria, but there are other fish to fry, namely the debt ceiling negotiations that are looming.
Congress will need to raise the debt limit probably by October. If it doesn't raise it, that would be disastrous for the economy. The U.S. government would be unable to borrow and would bring financial markets to a halt.
Now, you saw the huge telecom Verizon is going to sell more bonds than ever sold in one bunch in history, $49 billion. I thought interest rates are high. Why would you do that?
Well, interest rates have moved higher, but they're still very low on a historical basis. And also, investors are desperate for anything that pays higher rates. So they're really interested in these bonds because this offers an opportunity to get some higher yield.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group, thank you so much.
Thank you.